Oh, I thought you were going to make an announcement. You were.
Oh, you thought I was,
well,
huh?
You just told me there's a water main break.
There is.
Okay.
From the WENS notification system, which I guess is redundant, there in Elyria, there is an emergency water main break on Foster between Garfield and Furnace, and residents may not have water in that area.
Okay. 823 at WEOL, and we continue talking about the city of Elyria. We have this Assistant Safety Service Director with us this morning, Dawn Calvert. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for stopping in this morning and to get us updated on this comprehensive and land use. Talk a lot about this and the purpose of such a survey that takes place.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for having me on to talk about it. This is very much a public process, so we're trying to make sure we get enough engagement through as many avenues as possible that all Elyrians are aware that this is happening and can participate in helping guide the future plans for the city of Elyria. So this plan we've been working on for the past year. We've engaged MS consultants to begin looking at a comprehensive plan for the city of Elyria. And when we went and we were looking, staff was looking to see when the last time we had done a comprehensive plan was. It was the 1970s. So I looked to see what the number one song was the year it was done, and it was American Pie. So interesting factoid that it's been that long since we've taken a look at this. And in that time, obviously, the city has grown. It's changed. It's annexed property. And we have to take a look at what is the future development opportunities. And the part B of this is, does our zoning match? So when I started with the city 4 years ago, we realized we had a big problem that our zoning code had minor updates since it was created in the 1950s. However, it had not had a comprehensive overhaul. So there's pieces of the code that don't talk to each other. There's zoning districts that don't quite make sense anymore. And that really stalls development. So if you have a business that's looking to come in and they're wondering, you know, is this zoned correctly? If the zoning doesn't match the current market needs, it doesn't work. There's not enough time anymore. Time equals money and risk in all development work. So people don't want to wait to have the rezoning happen. So we realized we have to make sure the city is more accurately reflecting the wants of the residents as well as what the market wants to help spur that development. So we started this process a year ago. We put together a steering committee. We've been doing data dives and interactive activities over the summer. And we are at the point where we are seeking some feedback on the draft plan.
From a resident standpoint, what are you looking for, or what have you looked for from them so far? In other words, do residents come along and say, you know, I've got a closed factory across the street. I don't think that's a good idea. Where does it go?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what happened. So the very first part of the project was we took a look at, you know, a variety of statistics in the city where we are health-wise, income-wise, housing-wise, that kind of thing. And then from there, we started going out to the community and asking for feedback. We picked three sites within the city, three priority areas to take a look at and specifically asked about development there. So one of those is the former Blue Star Recycling Center. We did the Shane Furniture Building and then former Shane Furniture Building. And then we also took a look at where can we put a grocery store in the south side or downtown Elyria. Excuse me. So there was a lot of feedback to that specifically. But then there's also the questions of what's important to you. And safety is incredibly important to people. Childcare is important to people. And zoning directly impacts what kind of childcare we can have in the city. So we asked them to do online surveys. We're at the Third Thursday events. Last year we were at Finwood during the holidays to seek a lot of feedback. So we're consolidating that feedback and have a draft of sorts out there for people to comment on now.
I'm looking at this site, ourelyria.com, that you have that place where people can go to look at this stuff. And I see this sort of Elyria thing with all these little colors. Does that represent like what each of those areas is zoned for? Is that how that?
Yes. So it's a high level look at what the zoning is. So it gets more granular than what you see on that map, but that's a high level what it is. And we are asking for people, you can see how it's used currently, and then how we're proposing to change it to again meet those needs that people are looking for. So you can literally zoom in on that map, take a look at your parcel. You can take a look at any parcel in the city and drop a pin and provide a comment. No, I don't like this. No. Yes, I love this idea, whatever that feedback is.
How do you get the avoiding the not in my backyard kind of attitude, which seems to be that's sort of why zoning seems to exist, the good and bad of zoning, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think we can avoid it, to be honest. Right. I think that is every property owner's right to have a say in what they want to see happen. And we have had those situations all the time they come up. You know, we've had Blue Star is a great example, and that's one of the reasons they were selected is because of a lot of resident support in that area saying we don't want this recycling center anymore. So it does happen, and that's one of the challenges of government and where leadership comes in and helping facilitate and guide those conversations and make sure we get as good of an outcome as possible for as many people as possible.
And how do you balance green space with that too, right? That's part of zoning, I would assume, right?
Green space is absolutely part of zoning. And we are blessed in the city of Elyria to have a lot of parks and green space throughout the city. That's definitely a priority for the city. You know, they've supported it for eons having that, and it's a real asset for us. So luckily there's not a lot of controversy on keeping, maintaining, or adding green space in the city.
The only time the Black River is a problem if it's in your backyard and when they have those flooding things happen like that. But that's a whole separate issue for other things. Nature has to deal with that. Let's talk a little bit about the Midway Mall. How does that play into this? Because that seems to be the front and center piece where people see that all the time. There used to be different people owning different parcels. Now it's kind of more consolidated, but how does that impact it, or how can this comprehensive plan help in that regard, too?
Yeah, thank you. So the Midway Mall is obviously a priority site for redevelopment at the city. It's got great location, great access to highways. And one of the challenges we had a few years ago was when we were talking to the owners of the mall at that time, and we said, you know, we really would like to see this become light industrial. That was Mayor Whitfield's vision. We felt that was the highest and best use for that property, would provide a lot of jobs to the city. And the owner of the property came back to us and said, yeah, we'd like to see that too. We think it fits, but the zoning isn't right. It's zoned for retail and restaurants and that kind of thing. And nobody is going to look at this property and take a risk on it if it's not zoned correctly. So we thought, wow, we've got to do something here. And we created what's called an overlay district where you can marry different types of districts in one. And for us specifically, we added the layer of light industrial to those parcels so that we can meet the market demand and be more flexible and take away some of that risk to potential developers.
What is the other part of this comprehensive plan outside of the zoning part of it? What is another key areas that are hoping to get input from the community for?
Yes. So you can see if you go on to the recommendations activity on the website, you can see that the community, with the help of the steering committee, has come up with priority areas. So things like economic development and housing, quality of life. And with each one of those categories, we are looking for input on what strategies. How do you want us as a city to approach these things, and we will take a look at that. So we need that input.
When will the plan be released to the public, or when will all this data be put together and sort of a plan put down in paper, so to speak?
Yeah, so the online activities right now go through December 22nd. So once that closes, we'll consolidate the feedback we've gotten and put together that draft plan. You can see through this process, there is somewhat of a plan together already. But we'll have that draft plan once that input is consolidated. And then we will go to Planning Commission and we will go to City Council for approval and adoption of the plan. So we look forward to that realistically, probably, February for adoption on that. And then we will, at that time, go through and make all the zoning changes. So that should be done by late winter, early spring.
Sure. OurLyria.com. You can go there to access to that as well, or if you can stop by the City Hall or any of the east, south, and west rec centers have forms there as well for printed surveys. But you can also check out the City of Elyria Facebook page. They got links there as well. So a lot of places that you can go to spend some time and look and put your input for what you'd like for the comprehensive plan for the City of Elyria since, 50 years then, right? You said 1970, so it's been a while. So obviously things have changed, and it's a good chance for you to get a little bit of an input of what needs to be done and help the future of Elyria. Don, appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks for sharing some time this morning. Don Calvert, the Assistant Safety Service Director for the City of Elyria.